Okay, today's daf is by Matsya Daf Tzadi Hey. We are holding on Daf Tzadi Dal Ramad Beis. We are about 10 lines before the end of the page. Vashoel Meshalim Es Hakol. So the Gemara is going to first discuss how we know a lot of drushes in today's daf of how we derive the various halachos of Shomrim. So first we're going to talk about the source for the idea that a Shoel pays for a shvuya. It says explicitly in the pasuk shvuru umesa, which are two types of ones, but what about shvuya? So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities how we know that a shoel pays for shvuya. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the source for the chiv shoel b'gneva v'aveda. It says he's chayiv an ones, but it never says explicitly in the pasuk that a shoel is chayiv in gneva v'aveda. So we're going to bring a source from a kal v'chomer, even though the Gemara is going to anticipate two potential pirchos on that kal v'chomer. Once we say that a shoel is chayiv in gneva v'aveda, we're then going to have to derive how we know that there's a p'tur of balavimo, that if you get the bailam together with the animal, that then you're going to be pater on Geneva Veda. Then on the bottom of Amar Alf, the Gemara is going to have machlokas, whether the din of balavimo, that when you have the bailam together with the animal, that you're pater, does that work even to exempt someone from pshia? Let's say a shomer chinam, who's normally chayiv only in pshia, does a shomer chinam also have the heter of balavimo? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have a shita of Rav Amnuna, two shitas Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna is going to teach us two things, and we're going to have a tiyufta on both of them. First thing Rav Amnuna is going to teach us, both relating to balavimo, is that in order to have the patur of balavimo, it needs to be working ba'osa malacha, with the same malacha. The bailam needs to be working with the same malacha that the animal is working on. And the second chiddush of Rav Amnuna is that balavimo is only if the bailav is imo at the shas she'ela, and at the Shas Ones, that the Bailav was there at the Shas Sheila and the Shas Ones. Today's shiur, I forgot to mention, is sponsored by Gordon Weingarten, Lezecha Nishmas, his mother Basya Bas Michael, whose yard site is today, Rosh Chodesh, and the Neshama Shlav and Aliyah from the Zuchus of our learning. So anyway, that's what the daf is about. So let's begin at Vashol Meshalem Es Hakol. So about 10 lines from the end of the page, Tzadi Dal Ramad Beis. Says the Gemara, Vashol Meshalem Es Hakol. Bishlam Meshvur Meis Adukhse V'chiyu Shalish Me Imre Eu V'nishmar Omeis. I know that a shoel is chayiv for shvur umesa because it says it explicitly in the pasuk that v'nishbar umes, but it never says anything about shvuya, that if someone captures the animal, that the shoel is going to be chayiv. Where do I derive that from? So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities. Possibility number one, says the Gemara, v'chi tema nelef mishvur umesa. Maybe we should derive it from shvur umesa, which it says explicitly that mal shvur umesa. So says Gemara, no, but you can't derive it from Shvura Mesa. I mean, the Svara would be that just like Shvura Mesa is an Ones, so too Shvuya is an Ones. So if it's Chayiv in a Shvura Umesa type Ones, it should be Chayiv in a Shvuya type Ones. What's the difference? So Gemara says there is a difference. Mal Shvura Mesa Shkenonsa Desol Kadaituhu. Shvura Mesa is an Ones that he could have anticipated it might happen, and therefore he's accepting responsibility for that when he becomes a Shoel. Tomer B'Shvuya Shkenonsa Desol Kadaituhu. But Shvuya is an Ones that one is not likely to think of as a possibility. He's not likely to anticipate it happening, and therefore maybe he never took responsibility for that. So says Gemara, second possibility. How I know a Shoel is Chayiv even on Shvuya, Elanemra Shvuru Mesa B'Shoel, Venemra Shvuru Mesa B'Shomer Sachar. The notion of Shvuru Mesa is mentioned by a Shoel to tell me that a Shoel is Chayiv on Shvuru Mesa. The notion of Shvuru Mesa is mentioned by a Shomer Sachar to tell me that a Shomer Sachar is potter on Shvura Mesa because it's a type of Ones, but Mala Halan Shvuya Imo, just like when it comes to Shomer Sachar, Shvuya has the same status as Shvura Umesa, namely that he's potter. Afkan Shvuya Imo, so to by a Shoel, Shvuya should have the same status as Shvura Mesa, namely that he's Chayiv. So it says, well, that's not a good source, because Ika L'mifrach Mal Shomer Sachar, Shekin Liftar, Tomer B'Shol, Shekin L'chiv. Yeah, Shvuya has the same status as Shvura Mesa by a Shomer Sachar, to tell me that he's Pater, because there's more, even more of a reason to Pater by a Shvuya than there is by Shvura Mesa, because again, it's known as Tel Salgadaitai. So all the Torah has to tell me by Shomer Sachar is that by Shomer Sachar, of course, Shvuya is going to be included the Shvura Mesa. But it's not as pashut that that's true by a Shoel. So says the Gemara, Ella, third possibility and final possibility, how we know a Shoel is Chayiv on Shvuya. Ella, Rabbi Nassan. We learn it from Rabbi Nassan. Titanya, Rabbi Nassan Omer, O l'rabu shvuya. There's an extra word in the pasuk. The word O comes to include a shvuya as well. That the shovel is chayiv in shvuya as well. Says Gemara, no, I already used that word O for something else. Hay O mi bayle l'chalek. You know, the Torah says shvura O mesa. So no, I really need that word O to tell me that you're chayiv separately if it's just shvura. Even if it's just mesa, the salkadai techamina, because without the word o, I would have thought ad demitbara u mesa la mechayev, that you're not going to be chayev unless you do both, unless you break it and kill it. Kamash malan, that's what the word o is teaching me, that you're chayev if you either break it or kill it. So if it either breaks or dies, that you're going to be chayiv. So don't tell me the word O is coming to add shvuya. The word O is coming to tell me that you want your chayiv on one or the other. It's an amazing havamina. The havamina would have been without the word O, that a shoal is only chayiv if the animal first breaks and then dies, but if it just breaks or just dies, he's going to be pater. Even in explaining what that hava amina is, there's a machlokas. The Ritva explains that the Gemara never had such a hava amina that if the animal just dies, that you're going to be pater. It has to mean that if the animal just breaks, you're going to be pater. And then we never would have thought that you're chayiv, that you're not chayiv on misa unless it first breaks on its way to death. No, what difference does it make what it does on its way to death? No, what the Gemara is trying to say is that the hava amina would have been that you're not chayiv on shvura alone unless it subsequently dies. So that's why it has to tell me that you're chayiv even on shvura alone. The Rashash explains differently, that the Gemara does not mean to say that we would have thought that you're putter on shvura alone. Of course you're going to be chayiv on shvura alone, but one might have thought that you're not chayiv on mesa unless it's mace al yedei a shvira. But if it just is mesa me'eleha, I would have thought you're pater, because then you could have had the svara malach hamaves malihacha malihasam, that's mamish and onus gamur. That's even less than an onus, and therefore you should be pater for that, because that's just tam the malach hamaves got to it. But I would have thought that when it dies because of a shvira, that an incident that happened under your care, that's when you're going to be chayiv as a shoel. But if it just stam drops dead, then you're not going to be chayiv as a shoel. That's the hava amina, the way the Rashash understands. But l'chora, it's difficult either way. How could there be a hava amina to say that you're not chayiv on shvura alone? If you're going to say that, why does the Torah have to mention shvura at all? Meaning, we said if the Torah would not have used the word o, it just would have said shvura umesa, so we would have thought that shvura alone is nothing, that it's got to die in order to be chayiv. So then don't mention shvura, just say mesa, and then I'll know that it's got to die in order to be chayiv. According to the Havamina, why would the Torah even bother mentioning shvura? So the Ritva suggests that since the Torah has to say the p'tur of shvura by Shomer Sachar, so it mentions shvura by chiyuv of the shoel as well. Since it mentions it by the p'tur of Shomer Sachar, it mentions it by the chiyuv of the shoel, which means that like the Torah is written like a Mishnah, that once it mentions something in the Resha, it mentions something in the Sefa, very difficult, that it's just a completely extra word, really. So that's a little bit difficult to understand. Rabbi Kiveger in his Tshuvas, Madur Kamasim Kuf Pei Vav, suggests differently. He says, you're right, we would have thought that you're only chayiv if it dies, that shvura alone would not be chayiv. But it still needs to write shvura to tell me that even though you're only chayiv when it dies, that chiyuv is chal already mishas shvira, which means as follows. Let's say the animal is worth $1,000. Then it experiences a shvira. So now it's worth $500. Then it dies. What are you chayiv for, a $500 animal or a $1,000 animal? Had it just said mesa, we would assume that you're chayiv for whatever it was worth when it died, which is a $500 animal. So that's why, according to the Hava Amina, it has to say shvura, even though you're not chayiv for shvira alone. You're only chayiv when it dies. But what are you chayiv? You're chayiv for what it was worth already before the shashvira. You're chayiv for a $1,000 animal. That's what Kivega says according to the Hava Amina, why it has to say shvura. But bottom line is, lemaskana, you're chayiv for one without the other anyway. You're chayiv for shvura alone, you're chayiv for mesa alone. So says Gemara, so we're still stuck now. How do I know that an animal, that a shoel is chayiv for shvuya? You can't derive it from O. We already need O to tell me O shvura, O mesa. So So says Gemara, well, Hani Chal Rabbi Yonasan, that it would actually work out according to Rabbi Yonasan, because according to Rabbi Yonasan, you don't need the word O to tell me O Shvura O Mesa. Even with just a Vav alone, we already know that it's this or that, as we're about to see how Rabbi Yonasan darshans in general. El Rabbi Yoshia Mayika Lemeimar. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, we taka do need the word O, and therefore we're going to be stuck. Titanya, where do we find such a machlokas about how to darshan the word O? We have a price as follows. Ish Asher Yikalel es aviv vi es imo. Doesn't say O, it says he curses his father vi es imo. Eli ala aviv vi imo, aviv below imo, imo below aviv minayin. So from there I would only know that if he curses both of them, he's chayiv. How do I know that if he curses one without the other, he's chayiv? Tam lomar, aviv vi imo kilel. Aviv kilel, imo kilel, div Rabbi Yoshia. I need an extra phrase in the pasuk that tell me that he's chayiv for one or the other. Rabbi Yonas and Amar Mimashma Shneim Kachal Mimashma Echad Bifnei Atzmo Atshifra Lecha Kasav Yachtav. That we always assume, we assume the O, says Rabbi Yonasan. We, even if it doesn't say the word O, we assume it means one or the other, unless the Torah were to say explicitly the word Yachtav, and the Torah doesn't say the word Yachtav. So of course you're only chayiv if it curses, you're chayiv if it curses just the father, and you're chayiv if it curses just the mother. So according to Rabbi Yonasan, we understand very well that the O by Shvura O Mesa is extra, because I already know it's one or the other. Ah, so the O could come to tell me Shvuya, but according to Rabbi Yoshia, the O is not extra. So that's why Rabbi Yoshia is going to have a difficult time explaining why a Shoel is Chayiv and Shvuya. Says, Ma'afil Tem Rabbi Yoshia Lechalek, Hacha Lo Tzarech. Even if you say we're going like Rabbi Yoshia, over here you don't need an O to be Mechalek between Shvura and Mesa. Over here it's obvious that you're Chayiv for just one and not the other. My Taima, Svarahu, Malikat Kula, Malikat Palga. If you're going to be chayiv for Mesa, of course you're going to be chayiv for Shvura, because what difference does it make if you kill it entirely or if you kill it halfway? Shvura is a half a killing, so that's all you need. So Tosfos raises the question over here in this drasha about Aviv V'Imo in Tosfos Dibur Maschal Ala Aviv in the last Tosfos on Sadi Dalar and Beis. The reason the Torah has to say by Shatnes Yachtav according to Rabbi Yoshia is because even though if it just says Tzemer Pishtim, I already know that it's got to be Shneim Ke'echad. It's to be Mechadesh that it's only Shatness if you have an extra Chibur. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yoshia, when you just have a list of two things, it automatically means together. It automatically means that the two have to be together, unless it has the word O. It automatically means that you need so by Shatness, why does it have to add the word Yachtav if it automatically means together? So Tosfos points out, yeah, it has to add the word Yachtav by Shatness because you need more of a togetherness. It's not enough that the wool and the linen are together. You need shtei tkifos. You need two stitches in order to attach them for it to be a problem of shatness. Now, according to Rabbi Yoshia, though, why does the Torah have to say by kilei akerem? Tosfos raises the question. By kilei behema yachtav. Even without the word yachtav, we know that that they have to be together. So, what's the chiddush of yachtav? Meaning, what Tosfos is doing, and what all the Rishonim do over here, is that we understand, according to Rabbi Yonasan, why we need the word yachtav. According to Rabbi Yonasan, whenever you have an item, you have two things with a vav that connects them, we automatically assume it's oze, oze. So that's why I need yachtav whenever it's going to be two things together. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, it always means this and that. It always means together. So why would I ever need the word yachtav? So that's why the Rishonim struggle in each case that the Torah says yachtav. Well, according to Rabbi Yoshia, why does the Torah have to actually say the word yachtav? Okay, says the Gemara further now. So says the Gemara. Geneva Aveda Bishoel Minalan. We already discussed how I know that a Shoel is Chayiv on Shvuya. How do I know a Shoel is Chayiv on Geneva Aveda? It's funny because the Parsha of a Shoel mentions that he's Chayiv in Onsim and Shvura Mesa, but it never mentions that he's Chayiv on Geneva Aveda. The Parsha of Shomer Sachar mentions Geneva Aveda, but it never mentions it by a Shoel. The Chitema Nelef Mishvura Mesa. Maybe you'll say, well, I'll derive it from Shvura Mesa. that if you're chayiv for shvur mesa, which is known as, of course you can be chayiv for gneva aveda. Well, mal shvur mesa d'lav shor l'mitrach v'asuyei. Talking about gneva aveda d'lav shor l'mitrach v'asuyei. No, but there's a big difference. By gneva aveda, by shvur mesa, you can't tell the bailim, you go get it back for yourself. You know, it's still around, go get it back. Shvur mesa, it's gone. There's nowhere to get it back from. But one might think that a shol should be part of gneva aveda, because let him tell the bailim, look, it still exists. Don't give up hope. Just go get it. Go find it. Go find the ganav and retrieve it from the ganav. Tosfos raises the question: why doesn't the Gemara learn the chiv shoel b'gnev aveda from the fact that it's chayiv in shvuya, even though by shvuya it's efshal the mitrach vasuye? Meaning this answer is not going to work for shvuya. It only works for shvuru mesa, which says explicitly by a shoel. But we just got through saying that a shoel is chayiv on shvuya as well. By a shvuya l'chora, the shoel could have said, go find the animal. So shouldn't we be able to derive gnev aveda from shvuya? So it says that by shvuya you can't really say go find it, because shvuya is something that he confronted you directly to your face, and you couldn't get it back from him then, when you couldn't keep it, let alone get it back from the guy. By gnev aveda, so a guy sneakily takes it away from you, as soon as you find him you'll get it back. But by shvuya, the guy mugged you and you couldn't do anything to stop him then. What makes you believe that you're going to be able to stop him at all right now? Says Gemara El Kiyadu Tanya. So it's from the following brisa: Vinishbar Omeis. Ein li ela shvura umesa gneva aveda minayin. From Vinishbar Omeisa, I only know that a shoel is chayiv on shvura umesa. How do I know that he's also chayiv on gneva aveda? Amrit kalvachomer umasha mesachar shpatar mishvura umesa chayiv b'gneva aveda. If a shomer sachar is patar mishvura umesa is chayiv in gneva aveda, shoel shachayiv b'shvura umesa in adin shachayiv b'gneva aveda. So a shoel is chayiv in shvura umesa, of course, is going to be chayiv in gneva aveda. Vizehu kalvachomer she'en alav tshuva. And that is an ironclad kal v'chomer. Now the Gemara never uses that phrase unless it thinks that you have something to ask. The Gemara doesn't know if it has a rock solid kal v'chomer. You just need to say the kal v'chomer. It only points out that this kal v'chomer is rock solid if it thinks that there's some question that you're going to ask on the kal v'chomer. So it anticipates the question and says, I'm not bothered by that question. So my ain alav tshuva. When we say my ain alav tshuva, we don't mean why is there no answer. We mean, what is the answer that you would have suggested to this kal v'chomer? What is the pircha one would have suggested on this kal v'chomer? V'chitei ma'ika l'mifrach, ma'la shomer sachar, shekein m'shalim tashlumei kefel, b'toin tainas listu mezuyan. One could have asked that a shomer sachar sometimes is more chamor than a shoel, because if a shomer sachar claimed that it was listu mezuyan, and therefore he got off the hook, and then he was found to be the one to steal it himself, he's going to have to pay kefel, he's going to have to pay double that. Never happens to a shoel. Afilu hachi karna de shoel adifa. That pircha doesn't bother us because it is a greater chumra to have to pay the keren the first time initially when you claim listu mezuyan than to have to pay the kefel if you claim listu mezuyan and then subsequently get caught. So iba you say makasavar listu mezuyan gazlanhu. Or we're assuming that din isn't even true. That list of mezuyin is a din of a gazlan. You only pay kefel by a ganav. So the shomer sachar would taka not have to pay kefel if he gets caught pocketing the animal for himself after claiming list of mezuyin. So says Gemara, great. Now we've derived that a shoel is chayev on shvuya. We've derived that a shoel is chayev on gnei v'aveda. But in general, there is a p'tur called balavimo that the Torah tells us that when shoel borrows an animal and he has bailavimo, he borrows the bailim with the animal, and then there's an onus that happens to the animal, he's potter. So ashkan l'chiyuv, liftar minolan. I've now learned that a shoel is chayiv on gnei v'aveda. How do I know that the p'tur of bailavimo also works for a gneva v'aveda? So says the Gemara, v'chi teimen elef mishvuru mesa. The Gemara is going to have four possibilities. If you're going to say, let's learn it from shvuru mesa, that's possibility number one. Well, mal shvuru mesa shekein ones. Maybe you're pater by bailavimo and shvuru mesa because that's an ones, so there's more reason to be pater than you would be on bailavimo and gneva v'aveda. Ella, second possibility, gamar mishomer sachar. Maybe we derive it from shomer sachar, that a shomer sachar is pater on Gneva Aveda with Bai Levimo, so a Shaul should also be Pater on Gneva Aveda with Bai Levimo. Says Gemara, yeah, how do I know that a Shomer Sachar is Pater with Bai Levimo? With Shomer Sachar Gufe Minolan? It doesn't say that in the Torah. It says Bai Levimo by Shaul. It doesn't say it by Shomer Sachar. So how do I know, Taka, that a Shomer Sachar is Pater by Gneva Aveda with Bai Levimo? Gamri Chiyuva de Shomer Sachar, Michiyuva de Shaul. We learn the Chiyuva of a Shomer Sachar from the Chiyuva of a Shaul. Mala Alon Bebailim Pater, Afkar Bebailim Pater. So just like the chiyuvim of a shoel, normally a shoel is chayiv and onsim, and yet he's pater with Bai Levimo. So whatever shomer sachar is normally chayiv in, he's going to be pater when it's Bai Levimo. What's a shomer sachar normally chayiv in? Kenev aveda. So mele he's pater in Bai Levimo. Well, but my gomar, how do we derive that? Meaning, what's the just like? How can we apply what it says by shoel to what it says by shomer sachar? Say iba memetzinu. If you want to say it's a regular memetzinu, it's a binyanav. Whatever it says by one, you apply to the other. No, but ikal the mifrach kid the parchinan shekein ones. But we could just very simply ask a pircha on that by a shoel it's different because it's ones. So there's more reason to pater him when it's by levimo because it's a total ones. By shomer sachar it's kneva veda that we're talking about. Ella amarkra, rather, how do I know to say that just like a shoel is pater anonsim b'bay levimo, that a shomer sachar is going to be pater an gneva aveda b'bay levimo? Because the pasuk says v'chi yishal. When it introduces the parsha of a shoel, it has a vav mosif alinin rishon. So it's coming to connect it to the parsha of a shomer sachar v'ilamid elyon mitachton. And therefore, if a shoel has a din of b'bay levimo, a p'tor of b'bay levimo, shomer sachar also has a p'tor of b'bay levimo. Great, so that's how I know that a shomer sachar is pater on gneva aveda with Bai Levimo. But still, we're trying to find out how I know that a shoel is pater on gneva aveda with Bai Levimo. So vakati shoel mi shomer sachar lo gamar. We still haven't shown that I could derive anything about shoel back from shomer sachar. Tikal mifrach mala shomer sachar shken pater b'shvura umesa. Tom b'shol shechayv b'shvura umesa. Just because a shomer sachar has a pater of Bai Levimo by gneva aveda, that's because a shomer sachar is generally more lenient than a shoel. So how do I know that a shoel has that same tour of Bai Levimo by Gneva Veda? So Ella, a third possibility. Gneva Veda b'shoel l'chiyuva minalan. How do I know that a shoel in the first place is even chayiv on Gneva Veda to begin with? The Gemara Mishomer Sachar. That was the last piece of Gemara. We derived it with a Kal V'chomer of a Shomer Sachar. So the only way I know that a Shoel is Chayiv in Gneva Aveda is a Kal V'chomer from a Shomer Sachar. Oh, well, there's a rule that governs Kal V'chomers. Dayo L'abam Adin Lios Kanidon. That if I'm deriving the Chiyuv from Shomer Sachar, the Chiyuv can only go as far by Shoel as far as the Chiyuv goes by Shomer Sachar. And by Shomer Sachar, there's a Petur of Bai Levimo. So Mela by Shoel and Gneva Aveda, there's also a Petur of Bai Levimo. So it's a Gnev Avid that it says by a Shoel also, by Bailim it's going to be, with the Bailim it's going to be Pater. Says Marahan Nichalamandi Amar De Isle Dayo. That works if you hold of the general notion of Dayo, if you accept the concept of Dayo. But Elamandi De Lesle Dayo, Maikalamemra. But if you don't hold of the general concept of Dayo, then what are you going to say? Meaning, if you don't hold that Kal V'chomers are limited to the extent that the Chiv can only go as far as from where you're learning it from, so then what are you going to say? Tosfos raises the question that when there's no Pircha on the Kal V'chomer because of the Dayo, everyone agrees that you say Dayo. So, meaning the question of whether of possibly not applying Dayo is only when not applying Dayo would cause a pircha in the Kal V'chomer. So why does the Gemara say that according to the Man D'Yarmah that says that we don't hold of Dayo, even in our sugya we wouldn't say Dayo? There's no the Kal V'chomer is not nifrach machmas the Dayo, that because it's still needed for the Yetzim Achiv of Gnei V'Aveda of a Shoel. So Tosus works on that. Tosus suggests that the whole Gemara is that our Gemara's suggestion that it all depends on whether you say Dayo or not is only based on the Havamin of the Gemara Baba Kama Chavav, that the Machlokas whether you say Dayo or not has nothing to do whether it's Nifrach Kal V'chomer. But Enochinami, the Maskanas Gemara Baba Kama Chavav, this whole discussion of whether you say Dayo, don't say Dayo, wouldn't be relevant. But be that as it may, second wide line, says Gemara, fourth and final possibility, how I know that a Shoel who has Bai Levimo is Pater B'Gneva Aveda, Ella Amakra Vichi Yishal. Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon Vilamid Elyon Mitachton Mitachton Me Elyon. That with Vichi Yishal tells us not just that we could derive Dinim of a Shomer Sachar from Dinim of a Shoel, but that it's a two way street. That just like you could derive Dinim of a Shomer Sachar from Dinim of a Shoel, you can then turn around and derive Dinim of a Shoel from Dinim of a Shomer Sachar. Ooh, once you have a two way street, now we understand how this works. The Torah tells us the Patur of Bailavimo, when a Shoel borrows and has an oness with the animal, we derive from there that a shovel is normally chayiv an ones and he's patur the bayil avimo, shomer sachar is normally chayiv an gnev aveda, so he's going to be patur the bayil avimo. Great, now I know a shomer sachar is patur and gnev aveda the bayil avimo. I can now flip that around and say, well, if a shomer sachar is patur on gnev aveda the bayil avimo, then a shovel is also going to be patur on gnev aveda the bayil avimo. So we could flip it around and derive in both directions. Period. Itmar. Pshia bebailim. Pligi bar ravach ravina. We never said anything about a shomer chinam with a bailavimo. Shomer chinam is normally chayiv only on pshia. What if he has bailavimo? Or for that matter, a shoel or a shomer sachar that's posheya and has bailavimo. Is bailavimo ptur even when you are totally negligent with the animal? So that is machlokas ravacha and ravina. Chadam are chayiv, v'chadam are pater. One of them says you're chayiv and the other one says you're pater. Now, if you say you're pater on bailavimo, you know, pshia is somehow different than all the other chiyuvim. The fact that a shomer chinam is chayiv in pshia, is that a chiyuv that a shomer chinam has? Or is it that, no, a shomer chinam is chayiv on nothing that happens to the animal. Pshia is not something that happened to the animal. Pshia is something that you did to the animal. That a posheya is a mazik. So if I go over, me being posheya on an animal that I'm watching is the same as me going over to your animal that I'm not watching and just being mazik it. So I'm always chayiv on being mazik. So it may depend on this issue whether bailavimo is a ptur. Bailavimo is a ptur in dine shomrim, but a pshia may not be a din in dine shomrim. Pshia may just be a din in dine mazik. That if I'm posheya, I'm like a mazik. So this shita that there's a ptur of pshia with bailavimo, does that apply only when you're posheya bishmiraso? What if I was mazik biadayim? I'm a shomer chinam and I just took a baseball bat and started beating the animal. Mazik biyadayim mamish. So is that, are we still going to say, oh, but by levimo? So I'm pater because by levimo? So the Ravid Shita in the 21st Parak of Hilchos Ishus is that even on a mazik biyadayim, there's a ptur of by levimo. And therefore he paskins that an isha is not chayiv on shviras kli bebesa because it's considered by levimo since even though the kelim belonged to the husband and she was mazik biyadayim, she broke a kli, nevertheless, it's by levimo, so she's pater. So the Mishnah Melech says, no, we find that the Ravid holds that a mazik biyadayim, there's no patur of by levimo, because he's not a shomer. So how could he say that the woman is not chayiv on the shviras kli b'fnei baila? So he says that the Ravid is only a mazik biyadayim, there's a patur of by levimo, is when you don't have kavana lahazik. But if you have kavana lahazik, then you're not going to be able to say. Pshia is not kavana lahazik, it's just gross negligence. But there's got to be a limit, right? It can't be that if I'm mamish, I take a baseball bat and I start beating up the animal, that I'm going to be pater because of bailavimo. No, there's mazik. The pshia may be a din mazik, but it's not mazik bekavana. So that's how the Ravid would be mechalik. The Meiri and the Mishnah Melek suggests, no, that the patur is only when you're poshea b'shmiraso, but if you're mazik b'yadayim, then you don't say such a din of patur bebailim. Okay, so this is a discussion. So mandi amar chayiv, the opinion that says that one is chayiv on bailavimo by pshia, Kasavar must hold Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Velo Lefnefanav. You know, the Torah says the din of Bailavimo by Shoel, but there are three partios in a row. There's Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, and Shoel. So we have the din of Bailavimo by Shoel. How far do you take it back? Do you take it and say, okay, I'll apply Bailavimo one parsha earlier? Or do you even apply it two parshios earlier to Shomer Chinam, where there's only a chiyuv on pshia? So hilkach im balavimah Shomer Chinam loksiv. If you're only going to take it one parsha back, then it doesn't go back on a Shomer Chinam. On a Shomer Chinam, only on a Shomer Sachar. Upshia nami b'Shomer Sachar u'b'Shoel loksiv. And pshia never says by a Shomer Sachar and a Shoel. Even though it's obvious that Shomer Sachar and a Shoel are Chayiv and Pshia, it doesn't say it in the Torah. And therefore, there's no source that there's a Ptur of Bai Levimo by a Poshea. Because Bai Levimo, it says by a Shoel, we apply it to a Shomer Sachar, but it never says Poshea in those cases. It only says it by a Shomer Chinam, but it doesn't. But Bai Levimo doesn't apply to a Shomer Chinam. Hilchach b'Shomer Sachar b'Shoel l'chiyuv asya b'kal v'chomer mishomer chinam. Aval b'bai liftar af b'Shomer Sachar b'Shoel lo. So the fact that you're chayiv on pshia by a Shoel and a Shomer Sachar, that we derive from a kal v'chomer from a Shomer Chinam. But the p'tur b'bai lim by a Shomer Sachar b'Shoel, we do not derive. My taima ki ksiv im bai levimo lo yishalem ashol v'ashomer sachar ahanach yuvi d'ksiv b'hu behed yudu mechtav. When the Torah says the p'tur of bai levimo by a Shomer Sachar and a Shoel, it's only on those chiyuvim that it says explicitly in the parshios of a Shomer Sachar and a Shoel. But those chiyuvim that are not explicit in the parshios of a Shoel and a Shomer Sachar, there is no p'tur of Bai Levimo. Mandiam or Potter, and the opinion that says that you're Potter, that there is a p'tur of Bai Levimo, even by a Shomer Sachar, Kasavar Mikra Nidrash Lefanav, we'll understand that we can make the drasha of Bai Levimo to not only apply where it says by a Shoel, and not only the parsha before it by a Shomer Sachar, but even the parsha before that by a Shomer Chinam. And therefore, the Chiksiv in Bai Levimo, a Shomer Chinam namiksiv. In Bai Levimo is said by a Shomer Chinam as well. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos She'elo Pikadon in Perek Beis, that if someone borrows from Shutvin and one of them, Nishalo Echeman, and one of the Shutfin comes along to work with it, or Shutfin Shashalu, Vinishalo Echeman, you work for Shutfin together with your animal, it's a suffix whether that's called She'ela B'Bailim. Meaning, let's say you don't have all the Bailim in the picture, you only have, it's Shutfin, and you only have one of the Bailim. It's a suffix whether it's called She'ela B'Bailim. And therefore, if it's Mesa, Eino Mishalim, you don't have to pay, because it's a suffix. But in Tafsa, B'Bailim Ein Mutsim B'Yadu. But then the Ram writes, Pashaba Hareza Mishalim. If he's negligent, then he does have to pay. So it sounds like if there's a suffix, whether it's She'ela B'Bailim or not, then it's like any other suffix, Mamon, and you say, Amosim Echaver Ala Varaya, the Shomer, but if he's Poshea, then we don't say Mosim Echaver Ala Varaya, then you're going to be Chayiv to pay. So that's difficult. Why would you be, the Rambam passes on Allah in Hilchos Schiris Parak Aleph, I should have mentioned this before, that Pshia B'Bailim is Potter. He passes like the sheet that the Pshia B'Bailim is Potter. So why in a suffix Pshia B'Bailim is he all of a sudden going to be Chayiv? Normally, if you're Potter, and then you have a suffix whether that Ptur applies, Hamotzi Mechaver Ala Varaya, you remain Potter. So if Pshia B'Bailim is Potter, why in a suffix Pshia B'Bailim, all of a sudden you're going to be Chayiv? So some of the Achronim suggest, B'Yar Gras suggests, that it's a svek sveka. When the Rambam says Pshia B'Bailim is Potter, it's midin suffik. It's because there's a machlokas here, so he's misupik. He says, you Potter me suffik. But once you have a svek sveka, I don't even know if this is called Pshia B'Bailim. Second of all, I don't even know what the halacha is by Pshia B'Bailim. It could be that you're chayiv by Pshia B'Bailim. So now you have a svek sveka, the chayiv. So therefore, it could be that you don't have a din of Bai Levimo. And even if you do have a din of Bai Levimo, but it's Poshea, and Poshea by Bai Levimo, you're going to be chayiv. So svek sveka, the chayiv. That's how the Gra explains in Choshen Mishpat by this din of Pshia B'Bailim. Okay, there are other explanations as well, but that's how the Gra explains. Tanan, now we'll try to bring a raya whether the din of Bai Levimo works by Poshea. Hashoel Hapara v'shal ba'alayima. If you borrow the para and the bailam, or hashal hapara v'sachar ba'alayima. You borrow the para, you rent the bailam. Shal ba'alay oscharan v'acharkach shal hapara. Where you borrow the bailam or you rent them out, and then you borrow the para umesa and it dies pater. All those cases are ba'alavimo. You're pater. Vila shomer chinam lo katani. Notice it spoke about being shoel, it spoke about being socher, never mentioned anything about shomer chinam. Socher is the same as shomer sachar, but it never mentioned anything about shomer chinam. So don't you see that there's no din of bai levimo by shomer chinam? Because there's no din of bai levimo by pshia? Ula tameich, so it says more about shomer sachar mi katani. It didn't mention shomer sachar, it only mentioned socher. Ela tana milsa deksiva badya katani. Well, we're obviously only mentioning those things that it says explicitly in the pasuk, so it it says explicitly about a shoel. But the asi midrasha lo katani. But it doesn't mention that which is derived from a drasha, meaning the other shomrim, a shomer sachar, is only derived from a drasha. That's why it only mentions shoel. Says Mara Tashma, but I'll bring you another brisa where it actually mentions more than just a shoel. Sha'ala v'sha'al ba'aleima. Sachra v'sachar ba'aleima. Sha'ala v'sachar ba'aleima. Sachra v'sha'al ba'aleima. So in all these cases, we're mentioning not just the possibility of shoel, but socher as well. The previous price I misspoke, they only mentioned shoel. This price is mentioning being socher the animal as well. Even though the Bailim is doing malacha somewhere else, but that's called Baili Ima, you're still Pater. Savrua Hamani Rabbi Yehudi. We're assuming this price is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Damer Socher Kishomer Socher Dami, who holds that a Socher and a Shomer Socher are the same. So, Vahaitana Katani Milsadasi Midrasha, Vilu Shomer Chinim Lo Katani. Here's a brisa that mentions Shoel. And it mentions Socher, which is the equivalent of Shomer Sachar, and it tells us the din of Bailavimo. How come it doesn't mention Shomer Chinam? It must be because there's no din of Bailavimo by Shomer Chinam. And don't tell me, no, we're not mentioning those things that only are derived from a drasha, because it mentions Socher. And Socher is also only derived from a drasha. Says, Mara Hamani Reb Meir Hi. Now, this price is similar like Reb Meir. Damar Socher Shomer Chinam Dami. All that a Socher is like a Shomer Chinam. So with Kielu, it does mention Shomer Chinam, because it mentions Socher. And Reb Meir holds Socher is the same as Shomer Chinam. So there is a din of Bailavimo by Shomer Chinam. Vetana Shomer Chinam Vuadin, the Shomer Sachar. So it says Shomer Chinam. And we're supposed to derive that the same is true by Shomer Sachar. Iba yisema kete machlef rabba baravua v'tana sachar ketzim rishalim ram meir omuk Shomer Sachar Rabbi Yudah omuk Shomer Chinam. Or flip around the sheet, so ram meir is the one that holds like he's a Shomer Sachar. Rabbi Yudah is like a Shomer Chinam. So the Brisa Taka could be going like Rabbi Yehuda. But bottom line is that regardless of what you hold, you would hold that this Brisa is a proof to something regardless of what you hold the status of a Sachar is. We just don't know what this Brisa is holding in terms of the status of a socher. If this brisa assumes that a socher is like a shomer chinam, then great, this brisa is a proof that Bailavimo works even for pshia. But if this brisa assumes that a socher has a din of a shomer socher, then this brisa would be proof that there's no din of Bailavimo by pshia. So therefore, we can't prove anything. Amar Rav Nuna, lo muchay vashtei para v'chorish ba chamor mechamor achra vachu bailim mishas she'ila asha shvur mesa. Rav Nuna teaches us two chidushim. First of all, that the Bailam has to be working with the animal at the time that the onus happens. And second of all, that the Bailam has to be Imo both at the Shas She'ela and at the Shas Shvura Mesa. Alma Ksavar Bailavimo Akula Milsa Mashva. Sounds like Bailavimo goes on the whole thing. So says Gemar Masiv Rava, Sha'ala Vishal Bailaima, Sachar Vishal Bailaima, Sachar Vishal Bailaima, Sha'ala Vishal Bailaima. Even though the Bailam is doing malacha somewhere else, you're still going to be Pater. Doesn't b'makom acher mean that even though it's doing a malacha acheres, still you can have a Pater of Bailavimo, which is a kasha and Rav Amnunu who said that no, it's got to be doing the same malacha. So it says, lo, ba'osa malacha. B'makom acher doesn't mean another malacha. It means the same malacha, just in a slightly different location. Like if the animal is plowing, so the owner is working a few feet in front of it, softening the ground that it's going to plow. So it's slightly a makom acher, but it's the same malacha. Elamai makom acher, the kamar bi vazel kama, the gemara explains that it's softening the ground in front of it. I've vahmid the seifa al gabahavi, resha b'malacha acheres, but if the seifa, which we're about to see, is talking about where you dafka on the animal, doesn't that imply that the resha is where you're somewhere else? The katani seifa, shal avach kach shal bale, the seifa goes on to say that if you borrow the animal first and then only later borrow the owner, sachar vachach sachar bale ima, afal pisha bailum chorshin al gaba umesa chayiv. Even if the bailim is mamish on the animal and it dies, you're going to be chayiv, because you only took the bailim after you took the animal. So you see, the seifa is where it's talking about mamish al gaba. So doesn't that imply that the resha is talking about where it's doing mamish amalacha acheres? Samri resha v'seifa ba'osa malacha. No, both the resha and the seifa are talking about where it's doing the same malacha. V'resha rabusa kamashman, v'seifa rabusa kamashman, and each one is still teaching me a chiddush. Resha rabusa kamashman, dafa The Reish is teaching me a chiddush that even if the owner is not mamish on the animal, but he was hired together with the animal and he's doing the same malacha as the animal, that's enough to be potter. The Sefer Rabbus Kamashman, the Sefer is telling us a chiddush, the avogav dal gaba, kibin dal yabalim b'shas she'ela chayiv, that even though the owner might be on the animal, but he wasn't there at the shas she'ela, so I don't care how closely associated he is with the work that the animal is doing right now, you're still going to be chayiv. Hi, Mai. Ian Bishlam Reisha Melacha Chayrus V'Seifa Balsam Melacha Han Rabusa. Well, if the Reisha is talking about that it's doing a different Melacha and the Seifa is talking about that it's doing the same Melacha, I get the Chiddush. Eliam Reisha V'Seifa Balsam Melacha My Rabusa. But if both the Reisha and the Seifa is where it's doing the same Melacha, then what's really the big Chiddush? Idi Balsam Melacha Havi. They're both the Reisha and the Seifa talking about where they're doing the same Melacha. So there's no svar to be Mechalik whether he's Osek in this Melacha Al Gaba or he's only in front of it. So what's the chiddush? So says the Gemara, va'od, and furthermore, Tanya, we have a problem with the other half of Rav Hamnuna. Brisa tells us, mimash v'shnemar imbalav imo lo yishalem, en yodeh shem balav einimo shalem yishalem. When the Torah tells me that if the balav imo, that you're pater, don't I already know that if it's not balav imo, you're chayiv? El matam lomar balav einimo. Why does the Torah have to spell it out, that if the balav is not with it, that you're going to be chayiv? Lomar l'cha, to tell me, hayimo b'shash she'ela ein sarach liyosimo b'shash shvuru mesa, that you only need the balavimo at the shash she'ela. You don't need it at the shash ha'ones. Hayimo b'shash shvuru mesa, sarach liyosimo b'shash she'ela. But if it was there at the shash ha'ones, that doesn't suffice. It needs to dafka, the balavimo needs to dafka be there at the shash she'ela. V'tani idach, and there's another brisa also against Rav Hamnuna, mash v'shnemar balavimo shalem yishalem, in yodeh shem balav imo lo yishalem. When you say that if the balavimo is not there, you do have to pay. Don't I already know that if the Bailam is there, that you don't have to pay? Al Matam Lomar and Balvimo. Why does it spell it out? Lomar Lacha, Kivin Shiatsum Rishus Mashil, Shah Achas Bebailam Umesa Pater. So you see that as long as the Bailam is Imo at the time of the Sheela, I don't care what happens later on, whether the Bailam is Imo at the time of the Malacha. Tiyufta de Rav Hamnuna, Tiyufta. And therefore it's a Tiyufta on both statements of Rav Hamnuna. Again, the first statement of Rav Hamnuna that he's got to be working Ba'osa Malacha, and the second statement of Rav Hamnuna that only if Bailav Imo at the Shas Sheila and at the Shas Shvura Mesa Yupater, it's a Tiyufta on both of those things. We see that that the Bailav does not have to be working Ba'osa Malacha, and we see that even just Bailam B'Shas Sheila is enough to be Pater. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Abaye.